From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Northern Alliance today began to advance on the city of Kunduz, the last city in northern Afghanistan still under Taliban control. With help from U.S. bombers, the troops briefly launched an assault against the Taliban before being beaten back. The fighting came after efforts to negotiate a surrender of the city. There are conflicting reports about the outcome of those negotiations. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the battle zone outside Kunduz.
Taliban forces began the day defiantly. They began firing mortar shells at a cluster of Northern Alliance troops just behind the front lines. You could hear the shells whistle as they flew overhead. The mortars overshot their targets by several hundred yards. The Northern Alliance troops were sitting out in the open on a hillside and hadn't moved in days, yet the Taliban gunners couldn't find the range. It might have been a sign of their momentary distraction. Refugees leaving the city of Kunduz described Taliban forces in a virtual panic. Refugees say some Taliban soldiers were disposing of their distinctive black turbans and buying new clothes. A shopkeeper named Abdullah says some soldiers were trying to blend into the populace. Some of them went to the shops hoping for help from shopkeepers, he says. Some have been sleeping in mosques hoping for protection there. Some of them were even trying to sell their guns, he says. The senior religious leader of Kunduz left the city in hopes of negotiating its peaceful surrender. Mullah Faisal traveled west to meet with Northern Alliance leaders. To guarantee his safety, a Northern Alliance commander went to Kunduz as a kind of hostage. The mullah met with Northern Alliance General Rashid Dostum, who claimed to have worked out an agreement. But later in the day, Northern Alliance officials said the deal had fallen through. It's been difficult to agree on terms for the city's surrender. Northern Alliance officials have been willing to let native Afghans essentially walk away from the city and go free. In fact, at least a few local Taliban leaders accepted those terms on their own today. But the alliance is offering far less generous terms to the non-Afghans believed to be trapped in Kunduz. These Arabs, Chechens, and Pakistanis face accusations of terrorism, and now they face a fight for their lives. In the late afternoon, thousands of Northern Alliance soldiers massed near the front lines preparing for an assault, and U.S. warplanes reappeared overhead. U.S. bombers had been relatively quiet over the previous 24 hours as negotiations went forward. That ended late this afternoon. B-52 bombers struck Taliban-held hillsides on either side of the river valley that leads toward Kunduz. On the ground, Northern Alliance tanks blasted away at enemy positions, and several detachments of Northern Alliance soldiers advanced toward a Taliban-held village called Khanabad. One of the commanders of that advance was Abdul Hafiz. The Pakistanis and other foreigners continue to man their trenches and continue to fight, he says. And shortly after Hafiz spoke, Northern Alliance soldiers suffered an apparent setback. While advancing, the troops ran into resistance and, at least temporarily, fled. For a few minutes, a sense of panicked retreat spread across the front lines. And as darkness fell, Northern Alliance soldiers appeared to be acknowledging that they will not face an easy march into the city of Kunduz. Northern Alliance troops began piling into the same trucks that had carried them to the front lines this morning, and they rode back in the direction they had come. Hundreds of soldiers rode back into the friendly city of Talakan to eat dinner, rest, and prepare for the next move. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Kunduz, Afghanistan.